Welcome to Sepia RVP, Radio Voice Phenomena, with your host Eric Dion and his two co-hosts, Jessica Dion and Amy Dreammaster. We'll talk with the foremost experts in paranormal activity and share our thoughts with you every week here on Sepia RVP. Now here's your host, Eric Dion.
Welcome everybody to Sepia RVP Radio. I'm your host, Eric Dion, and with me my two co-hosts, Jess and Amy.
Hey guys.
How's it going?
We're trying to get everything glitched out here. Woo! What a show we got for you guys tonight.
Yes, indeed. As everybody knows, the girls are due for
Yes, we did, and it was pretty cool.
Yes, it was.
And we gathered
awesome time.
We gathered up some guests that were there for tonight's show, and we're just going to go from there. So do we want to just bring on our first guest?
Yeah. All right.
Let's
I'll let you girls introduce them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. John Zappas with us. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Or should we call you Johnny?
You can call me anything you want as long as you keep calling me.
All right. Sounds good. So, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Got in yesterday afternoon and got plenty of rest, so I'm doing good. But what a heck of a weekend, huh?
Heck
yes,
yeah.
It was.
I mean, we had a blast. There was so much activity and the fort. I mean, the phenomenal things were occurring, things were happening, and different locations, and there was very, very few people that did not walk away with some type of an experience, EVPs and photographs. It was just one heck of a weekend.
Yeah. We actually, later in the show, have a couple of EVPs to play from.
Oh, cool. Looking forward to hearing them.
Yes, from a group that was down there that was actually working the event. We have Chris and Jason from Grasp that is going to be joining us.
Cool.
Yes, and we were actually sitting outside yesterday with them, and I don't even think they got into 20 minutes of their
listened to about 20 minutes of it and already caught, I don't even know how many EVPs there were.
They sent six of them.
I heard
to
three
us.
Or four, and they were clear as day. Absolutely awesome.
Well, that's what counts. When you get them, they're as clear as day. You don't have to clean them up or anything. Those are your Class A ones, and those are the coolest ones.
So yeah. I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
How big of a pain in the butt were the girls this weekend?
I heard that. I heard somebody go, they were great. We all had a blast. Everybody was intermingling. Nobody was a pain at all. Very, very smooth, and they were great to be around.
Kick that.
I
behaved a little bit.
They liked us.
Well, before we get right into questions and talking and everything, I do want to remind everybody that if you go to www.sepianc.com, myspace.com/sepiarvp, you can see the webcam, the live cast of the show, or you can go to pair-x.tv. And you can see the live broadcast of the show also. So that's just for all you webcam junkies out there that like to watch Amy and Jess on the cam making monkey fights and all that fun stuff.
Monkey fights?
And
where's the monkey?
They're wearing their Pair X t-shirts
they
that
sure
they
are.
Got from Fort Mifflin this weekend. So,
yes.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and let the girls are going to run most of the show tonight because they were there at Fort Mifflin and they have a lot to say. And I know Mr. Zappas has a lot to say also.
Well, we didn't get to do the first night of investigating, so could you tell us some of the experiences that happened on your side?
Yeah, we definitely. I was out in the blacksmith shop the majority of the time, both evenings. And what was phenomenal with me is I was using this little Radio Shack hack box, whatever the heck they call it. They got so many different names for it. But what it does is you set it up and you let it go through random channels. I mean, you have to take all this with a grain of salt, you know, just like with anything we're using these days. But when you start getting a consistency with the same spirit, voices, what have you, coming through, and it keeps happening time and time again, I give that a little bit of credibility.
Yeah.
What we had happening, and this has never happened before, I still don't understand it, is that each and every group, we had five groups the first night, and each time they were in the blacksmith shop, we'd turn the box on and let it go through, and I would let a lot of the individuals, you know, that were there ask questions and everything, and we kept getting this spirit that kept coming through, and his name was Mark. It's phenomenal, the information that he was bringing through. What we had found out was that he was not part of the military. He had come to the island, which the original piece of property was called Hogs Island. And he was there. We don't know if he was working on a farm. We couldn't get any clear-cut information as far as that part of it went. But somehow or another, he ended up being involved with the fort. He worked in the blacksmith shop. He had worked in the kitchen preparing food. Him and Jacob were friends. He was married. He had several children. They had sold his wife off. So we know he was black. But the astounding thing that occurred in all ten groups that I had coming through both nights, where we were getting this consecutive information, and it kept coming through and coming through. Now, with not each group, but there were at least four groups where some of the women were asking Mark, can he see us? And he would reply back, yes. And they asked him, how does he see us? What do we look like? And his response was, as light. I have never had this happen before. I've never had a spirit actually come through, and it happened four different times, four different groups that came through where he came out with the same identical information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here again, 37 years being involved with this, I was like a kid in a candy store myself.
Right.
With this repeatability and this information that was coming through. So it was phenomenal. It was interesting. And, you know, we all walked away, you know, a little in a state of awe with the information that came through.
Yeah. Actually, I think when we were in the blacksmith shop on the Saturday night investigation, they said something. I think that's where the how do you see us in the light thing.
Yeah.
And he also wanted a kiss.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I remember that. And he would, at different points in time, he would get quite irate at me and would start cursing at me. So, you know, and, you know, it was phenomenal and it was funny. You know, and a lot of people kept saying to me, well, John, do you think that's something negative? No, I don't think it was anything negative at all. But I think he was just reaching a point where different questions were getting asked and different things where he was getting tired of answering it time and time again.
Right.
So, you know, I just kept looking at that. And then when he would call, now there were three different times, he would say, John, and I would go, what? What do you want? John Zaffis? There was only two times that he said Zaffis.
Oh, wow.
And I go, how do you know my name? And he goes, I know you.
Whoa.
And I went, well, I said, that's good. I says, I know you now too, Mark. And that's when he would swear at me. So, you know, I would just start laughing. And it was just comical. And it was just so interesting when those things were occurring and happening.
That's crazy.
Now, it's wild. It's totally wild.
I want to go ahead and there's a shout out for you in the chat room. Mama Lisa wanted me to make sure that I told you she said hello.
Well, you tell Mama Lisa that Johnny said hi back.
Ooh, you're getting the sexy talk there. Oh, I kind of love it.
So, what did you enjoy the most about Fort Mifflin? This comes from Bobcat in the chat room.
Fort Mifflin is something that's very personal. I've been going down there. Wayne and Lorraine Irby and Lee were personal friends. I've been going to the fort for 8 years now. And it was funny, I kept saying 5 years, and Lorraine and I were sitting, and she goes, John, you've been coming here 8 years. I said, no, I haven't. She goes, yes, you have. And she went right back to the date, and she was able to prove it out, and I busted out laughing. So the fort, to me, is a very personal thing. It's a fantastic place. It's rich with the history and the paranormal activity. So it's something, no matter how many times over the course of the past 8 years that I've gone in and out of that fort, I've never walked away without, you know, having a phenomenal experience. But what I enjoy is doing these things and going out and spending time with people that are interested in the paranormal. They're, you know, trying to learn the things about the paranormal, intermingling with them, going to the different locations. These are the things I enjoy, and I love doing it. And, you know, those are the things that I enjoy the most. But Fort Mifflin is just a very personal place for me. I'm very interested in preserving it and seeing it to keep going, and I will always do anything I can, donating time or anything, to being able to help them out.
Right on.
They were some awesome people. The people at Fort Mifflin, they were so,
everyone was
generous, and just so great.
They're phenomenal people. They're very personal people. They're very open, and you know, here again, it's just a place that, you know, yeah, I'm extremely comfortable with, and, you know, something that I've just is very personal for me at this point in time.
Yeah, the only thing that got to me was the airplanes.
Oh yeah,
we were pre-warned, but I totally forgot about it, and then once I started listening to my recordings and was bleeding from the ears.
it's something. Oh, it annoys the hell out of me, and it still does, even as many times as I go down there. But there's not too much we can do about it.
Right.
But we just wait patiently to between one and two. Everything usually dies down. Then you just have maybe one or two planes that go over within an hour, and it usually stays quiet from 2 o'clock to about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So that's when you get most of that's when you'll get, you know, a lot of your good EVPs and psychic photographs anyway, so.
Right, and that's, of course, when we were wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We'll have to.
That's okay. It's okay as long as you get them. That's what counts.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a couple interesting things.
Yeah, we've mm-hmm. listened to a little bit so far.
Yeah, and we got, you know, a couple cool pictures, and, of course, we had the paranormal puck there, so we were playing around with that as well, and it was kind of funny because we were in Steve's group to start off, and he had no clue what the paranormal puck was.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually went and got it and gave him a session, a how-to.
Well, you did the same thing with me.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, I was aware of it. I've known of it. I've just recently had received a ovulus from Bill, and I was thrilled to death with it because I've been around it, and believe it or not, when you were sitting there doing it, I was so intrigued. I was watching you. I was impressed. It was great. You know, any technology and any of these things that come to the forefront like that, I always tell everybody, keep an open mind, no matter what the piece of equipment is. You know, here again, we got controversy with all these things, but I like to experiment with different pieces of equipment because, you know, sometimes you can walk away with phenomenal evidence.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, we've got one more hello from Reverend Tim Shaw.
You tell my brother in upstate New York, I said hello, bro.
All right.
By the way, Reverend Tim rocks.
Yes, he does. And we're actually going to give Gavin a call right now. So let's get him going.
Or as you'd like to call him.
Galvin.
No, when he picks up, I'm going to scream it out. I call him Galvin.
Heck yeah.
Hello.
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 Are you there? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
There you are.
There he is.
All right.
How are you, Gavin?
Is that my Gavin?
Hello, John. All right.
Hey, bro.
How's it going?
Good. Did you get some rest, my friend?
Oh, just about. Yeah, I'm still bloody drained, John. I don't know what's the matter with me.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. All those spirits wanted to communicate with you, my friend.
They did. They did. It was crazy. I can't believe how active Fort Mifflin was. And I said to you, John, you know, we had a discussion during the day on Saturday that it seems to be constantly active. It was very impressive.
It was.
It was very impressive.
I'm getting my hello in now while I have a chance.
Hello, Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't make it up there, but it was for a good cause.
We missed you, Eric. We missed you.
Yeah, that's what they say, but yeah.
Oh.
So
it was a lot of fun.
But
he had fun.
But I do want to bring up something. I heard a story. About somebody singing karaoke to the Paranormal Puck.
Oh no. I can't believe I've done this. I'm very embarrassed. We were doing a puck session, a paranormal puck session, and for some reason, I don't know why the hell I done it. I was using the puck as a microphone. I was sat on the floor. I had it in my hand, and I was talking to it as if it was some sort of microphone or something.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was the end of the second evening, and I was going a little bit crazy by then.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what makes moments, you know.
Yeah. It made for such a good night.
Wish I would have been there to sing it.
He's going to kill Jess and I. He's like, why didn't you guys tell us? I'm like, well, in all honesty.
I didn't realize I was doing it.
Hey, whatever
works. It was funny.
It was working, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. They liked you.
Well, I'm going to turn the mics back over to Jess and Amy for their questions and everything, but I'm letting you know I'm doing a monster shot right now for you.
I'm jealous. Thank you very much, Eric. Have one for me.
Are you already?
There we go.
Are yours gone already, Gavin?
Oh, I'm down to the last one, unfortunately. You know I get addicted to these energy drinks, and I love my coffee as well. I'm like John. I love my coffee.
And I'll mix it with a Guinness.
Oh, yummy. Loving a Guinness.
So why don't you share some stories of what happened this weekend?
Well, it was great. Is John still there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes. I'm still here, buddy.
Oh, John, I mean, it was great. We started off the investigation. I mean, I was blown away. I didn't know what to expect from Fort Mifflin. And, of course, John had been there previously. But it started off in the blacksmith shop and with old Jacob, the blacksmith. And it was awesome. It was great. He was telling me about his life and stuff. But then we got the Hack Shack, the Hack Shack, Ghost Box, Love Shack. I don't know what to call it.
That was
But it was coming out with some cracking stuff, wasn't it, John?
Yes. Well, we were just talking about that earlier, and you know what I found amazing was that, you know, Gavin was in and out. He was going back and forth. He was in there, and Jacob, and Gavin, what was the other gentleman's name that kept coming through?
Mark.
No, not Mark. Mark, the other one, the German.
Oh, Gustav.
Gustav.
Yep.
Now, what I found that was extremely interesting, you know, Gavin was going in and out. He had gone, you know, to a couple of the other areas, and he had come back, and he was standing outside, and Gustav started coming back through, and he was calling for Gavin. Do you remember this, Gavin?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, oh, it's Gavin, and I look right outside the door, and there he was. Yeah. And then there was another time he had come back in the other evening with another group, and he was towards the back, and Gustav came right back through again, and I looked around, and Gavin was towards the back. So he was trying very hard to establish a communication with Gavin to get some of the information to go back and forth, and it was phenomenal.
It was. I was just, it was crazy because I remember when the name first came up, I picked it up, and then the Hack Shack, the Shack Hack, I don't know, what should we call it?
We'll just call it the Love Shack.
Yeah,
it's the Shack.
And it said it. When I said the name Gustav, it repeated it. It said the name straight away through the box. And it was such a random name. And I thought about it. I thought, oh, my God, am I going nuts here? Because that really doesn't sound like a common name that would be at this fort. You know, you would expect William. You'd expect Henry or James, you know, the names of the time, but not Gustav. And, you know, we put it out there. It came through very clearly. I was confident with it. And he came through the box, and it was interesting. When I was there, I was stood just outside of the blacksmith shop, and I could hear the box session, and it was unbelievable. It was coming through. He did want to communicate with me. He told me a few little bits of information about his life there, but it wasn't confirmed to me till right at the end that there was actually a Colonel Gustav or a Captain Gustav there. There was actually two. There was actually two there. Yeah, it was I think it was the main one, the original one, and then his grandson was there. Both died at the fort, so this wasn't confirmed to me till the end, which was which blew me away. He's definitely one of the more active spirits there for me. Well, he was this weekend, certainly. Yeah, very impressive.
What about David Logan?
Oh, David Logan. Now, this one was just, oh, it was crazy. David Logan. Now, I didn't pick up anything about him on the first night at all. There was nothing there. The first time I picked him up, actually, me and John had gone over to the fort during the day of Saturday. It was lovely and sunny. We went out to Dunkin' Donuts. We got a coffee. And John said, do you fancy looking at the fort in the daytime to see how it's different compared to the night? And, oh, my God, John, I can't believe how different it was in the day to the night. It was just incredible and different feel altogether. And we went back around the locations where we were the night previously, and they were so different. But David Logan, I picked up on the name David just briefly going into around Casemate 5, into them sort of bunkers. I started to pick up that name then, not information about him, because I wasn't even open. I wasn't even working psychically right there and then. But the fort is so active that it was impossible not to get anything for myself. So David, he came through a little bit then, but then later on in the night, I was in the torpedo room. And like John said, I was going around all the different groups, trying to get around to working with everybody, because there's so many different locations there. There were so many people at the investigation, which was fantastic. But I was trying to get around everybody. I ended up in the torpedo room because the ladies, Nancy, had said to me, Gav, go and check out the torpedo room because we've been having some disturbances in there. We want to know what they want. And that's all she said to me. I said, okay. So I went in there, picked up a couple of names, I think. Oh, I can't remember the names I picked up on. There was a few. But the main one was David. And the more I linked with him, I got the most clear visual of him. It was my most clearest visual manifestation of the whole weekend. It sounds cheesy, but he looked to me kind of like the guy from Twilight, because his skin was very white, very grey. And as he was breathing, I could see his breath. And he was kind of grabbing his jacket, trying to pull his jacket together. And he was going, I'm numb. And I was saying, what's your name? And he said, David. He confirmed his name was David. I didn't get his second name for a little while. It took a while to get it. But he was I was saying, how did you die? I didn't get an answer. What's the date? I thought he said 1870 something or 18 something. So I knew it was kind of like in the 1800s. And that was it. And I said to him, I said, okay, well, I told the group, I said, everybody just stand around in a circle now. I said, he's here. He's a visual manifestation. He's an intelligent haunting. So all I want to try and do is get you to feel his presence. You know, he felt like, he was very much attuned. He knew what was going on there. And I said to him, walk around the group. David, I want you to walk around the group and just touch. Just put your hand on each person here so they can feel your presence, so they can feel your story and why you're still at this fort. And he walked around and they did. Everybody felt this cold hand come upon them. We were doing an EVP session at the time. The guys from Paranormal PD, Paranormal PD, Brian and Rob were there, and they felt this. And they've gone back home to check out their EVP footage because we were doing that at the same time, so pleased we did. But then his second name came through, Logan, so I was able to call him David Logan. Jay and Grant came in the room then, and they were kind of witnessing what we were doing, which was cool for them to see that, you know, cool for them to see what I was doing, and to show that when you do get a first name and a last name for a spirit, David Logan, you can use that in an EVP session to maybe get some results, clearer results then, because you're addressing the spirit by their name. So, yeah, it was fascinating stuff. And then the name David Logan was confirmed again right at the end of the second night. And it was from Lee, the executive director of Fort Mifflinus, the biggest skeptic you can ever meet until now, because he said, Gavin, he said, I can't, he said, I've got to show you this book. And he gave me the copy of the book in the end. And he said, look at this, just read that paragraph there. And it said, David Logan. And the other thing was, the spirit of David Logan was asking it for James. Where's James? I want James. Looking at that paragraph then, it said David Logan had gone to into town or something, had a great big session binge drinking, snuck out of the fort and was binge drinking in town, and was walking back. It was January, and him and his friend James both sat on the mud and froze to death on the mud just outside of the fort in 18, I can't even remember the date, 18 something. And that was their story, and it just blew me away. And it was interesting that that was the time of the original Gustav being there as well. So it all kind of linked in. I was very excited about it.
Sounds freaking awesome.
Yeah,
well, I wish we would have been there for that.
Alex, it was, the Ideal Event Management in the chat room, wants to know.
Oh, cool! Hi, Alex.
Wants to know what it felt like to fire off the cannon.
That was awesome.
I wish I had video for that, Gavin. Oh, my goodness.
It was a classic moment. I mean, I said to Steve afterwards, I said, Steve, because he said, God, it was such a release. And I said to him, you know, I was glad to share the experience with him. But I was so embarrassed because the first time I'd done it, I was there, I prepped myself. You know, the crowd were there. They had their hands over their ears, ready to go. I pulled the string. And the string fell out. There was no noise whatsoever. I was so embarrassed.
That's
so okay. I done it wrong. And then so Lee set it up for me again then. And he said, right, just pull it, give it all you got. And 1, 2, 3, fire. And I did. I gave it a lot of gusto and just boom. And it just through my body. It was such an amazing release. I wanted to do it again.
Well, we got pictures up on our site of you.
Yeah.
It was
canon.
They're not very good because I hit the wrong button on my camera and it wouldn't focus. It was a long night.
Oh, it was just incredible. I mean, what did you think of the weekend, John?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal. We had such a good time. Everybody was, you know, experiencing things in different locations. A phenomenal time. A great time. Everybody, if there was anybody that did not have a good time, it was their own fault.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that too.
I do too. Yeah, it was great. It was great to just meet and greet and meet so many new people. Me and John were there, stood with each other at the meet and greets, and we were meeting all these people and stuff. And it was great. They brought cookies, and it was just a fantastic event. Ideal Event Management just really done their events rock anyway. I just really love doing the events, and that one was just fantastic experience. You know, you had all the professionals there. It was just a huge event, and I was so glad to be part of it.
Well, I, you know, here again, like I said, very well organized, everything went good. And we got to give a big shout out to Ideal and the Tetlow boys.
Yes. Tetlow boys. Yeah, I was chatting to Alex earlier and we were saying that it was just a fantastic event, and Mark and everything. I mean, Mark puts 150% into everything he does, and he makes sure everybody's looked after, everybody's happy, and he just always puts every ounce of energy into the events, and that's what makes it happen. And then Alex is there as well, doing his thing and making sure everything runs smoothly, and it always does. And it's a pleasure to work on these events.
It actually went really it was smooth awesome. On our end too.
Yeah, it was awesome. He did a great job.
Well, we have a surprise for you and John. We're going to go ahead and bring on Jason and Chris with Grass.
Oh!
Some EVPs from the event that should give you some confirmation of some things.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So we're going to
sounds great.
And I have those EVPs here, and we'll walk through them.
Okay.
It's the party line.
Full house tonight.
Yes.
Woo!
That's awesome. Are they there?
Getting there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, yo.
We made it.
Yay!
Hey. There we go.
Can everyone?
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
How's it going?
I'll go ahead and let you guys introduce each other to everybody.
So. Take it over. Right. I think everybody.
There's so many people on at the same time.
I know.
And we even have one more guest still to bring on.
We're not done yet.
Yeah.
So, just so you guys know out in the chat room, we're probably not going to take any breaks tonight. We're just going to roll with the show for your enjoyment because we don't want you to miss out on anything. But, do we want to jump right onto the EVPs?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay. Jason, Chris, who's going to navigate me through this?
That's Christ, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Christ, yeah, I raised you from the dead. I forgot that. I'm on you already. See, I'm purgatory.
Well, I know Jason went through and did the evidence review, and he's more familiar. I went through and took the pieces out for him and separated it, but I'll let him go ahead and drive on this.
Okay.
Real well in here.
You set up.
There's a lot different feeling in here than my laptop.
Real heavy in here.
Yeah, real heavy.
Wait, which one's the one you can't play?
I can play them all.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, if there's little kids listening, you might want to get them out of the room for a couple of these. All right, here we go.
All right, let's start with number one. You want to go ahead and explain it to everybody?
Well, basically, what it was is we went down a few grass members.
And real well in here. There's a lot different feeling in here.
Real happy in here.
Yeah,
digital recorders, and we were using a method that we employ from time to time where we just totally ignore, you know, everything we feel in the room, any presences whatsoever, and just carry on conversation. And apparently it wanted to make itself known and tried to do just that. I mean,
it was a little bit aggravated with us at the time.
So, I mean, that's what you're going to hear, is you're going to hear this, whatever it is getting angry with us.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go, everybody.
Here's EVP number one.
Real well in here. There's a lot different feeling in here.
Real heavy in here.
Yeah, real heavy.
Did Evan and John hear that okay?
I heard part of it. It was breaking up.
Okay.
Gavin, did you hear it?
Was it like I heard like it's sort of...
Here it goes again.
Real well in here. There's a lot different feeling in here.
Real
happy
in here.
Yeah, real
happy.
Did you hear it?
I can hear it, but on my end, it's breaking up. I can't really hear too much of any of it.
Because he's on
been on our end here.
What was that?
It seems to be breaking up from our end over here also.
Yeah, it might be just because of the Skype connection. But
I think it's the Skype connection, but the people in the chat room are hearing it clearly.
And they're saying, oh my God, freaky.
It sounds like somebody said, I'm not going to say the word, but it sounds like a-hole.
That's what we hear, Gavin.
Yep. I certainly heard that.
That's what we heard.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. How about the second EVP? Is this the...
No.
Again, it's just us ignoring whatever's in the room and it trying to get our attention.
Okay. All
right,
here we go.
Here's EVP 2.
You got the flashlight?
It's all loopy.
I can hear it. It's Because it sounds like the whisk that kind of EVP and then everybody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it there just right before that laugh?
Yeah.
It's before the laugh. We're laughing because we're just cutting up in there. We didn't expect to get any kind of EVPs or anything. And one of the guys was trying to fit into the side part of the wall, you know, to mm-hmm. go back to the side of the casement. And so we were laughing at them. And
okay. So wait a minute. Was this casement 11?
Yes, it's casement 11.
Oh, my. This is exactly, I had to leave that because this is exactly what happened to me. This is what I'm recognizing, that kind of, because that is what I heard when I went down there for the first time. I had to leave there, and usually I'm pretty good with locations that are a little bit kind of intense, but that was right in my ear, and I said, okay, something really doesn't want me down here or even communicating with it, so I've got to leave. And I left because that is what I heard right in my ear. So I left casement 11, and I didn't return back there actually on the second night even. Yeah, that's what I heard in there, but it wasn't on EVP, it was in my ear. There's something intense in there that really doesn't like the intrusion, the interruption, if you see what I mean.
Play it one more time.
You got your flashlight?
Clear as day.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that as clear as day that time.
Yeah. It seemed to glitch a little bit right in during the EVP part of it at first.
Well, what's funny about that is, as I was saying earlier, and Gavin was in there at one point in time, Mark kept calling me that, the ghost that was coming through our box.
Oh, that's true. That's true, actually, yeah. John.
Yes. Yes, and remember, Gavin, I turned and looked at him, and I said, knock it off, pal. I don't care what you call me. He kept calling me that, and I was like,
Oh,
yeah, an attitude
good.
Problem. That's what I was talking about when the spirit of Mark was communicating, going back and forth, and at certain times when I would talk or anything, he would turn around, and that's what he would say, and I would just chuckle and laugh and go, that'd be called worse.
All right, let's move on to number three.
This is the one that some things for the we'll just play it.
The number three, this one is actually, I think, where it's kind of getting fed up with the cigar.
Yeah, this one's kind of difficult to hear. I mean, to really listen close for it. But, the first three are all within about a minute's time frame of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, they're right after the other.
And I'll tell you, knowing what some of these are coming up, it's really interesting hearing what Gavin say about their experiences there.
Yeah, because I had just listened to it while we were outside, right before we went in, and they said all that stuff. I thought they already knew.
No, they're down there, but, it was real tough to hear on it. When we got on the computer, it just got so much better.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be rather impressed. But, this third one is real difficult. It's a real listen close forward, and it's kind of talking on top of the lines while we're down there.
Okay.
Sorry. Well,
it's,
I heard
it's
in
a
the movie.
Now you see why it's sent away to support.
Sorry, I'm behaving.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and play it one more time.
Okay. Did I hear the F word in there somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't think that was an EVP, though.
Isn't it funny how we all pick up on the F word so quick?
I never pick up on
that. We don't put the X in pair X for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm either. Play that again.
Here we go. One more time.
Alrighty.
Alright, here it is. I was getting ready to go into the news broadcast.
Don't
Stop it, Eric.
I'm serious this time. I'm for real.
And he's the one that got sleep.
All right, quiet time. You're good.
What was your rank, Sylvia?
Wow. Yeah, but see, that was one of us in there, though, and we were focused on the EVP we heard. We didn't even notice that there.
Yeah, that was what we noticed, too.
Yeah, that's what they were talking.
Sorry,
yeah,
that
EVP is talking on top of that. That's why we just blocked that part out.
Way to go, Chris.
High five.
Oh, wow. Was that the same area?
Yes.
All of these are in Casemate 11, yeah.
Wow.
Phenomenal area, you know, and a lot of activity comes out of there. And,
what was your rank,
Sylvia? So people have experiences. All the casemates in there, most people have experiences and pick up phenomenal photographs or EVPs, and that is so cool.
It is.
The next one is the one Well, the next one we heard is what we really want John and Gavin to especially hear. Because I think what it's going to do is, for the most part, validate, Gavin's feelings and everything that led him to this one particular room the other night, and also what came over the hack box. I mean, we were actually able to capture something on the digital recorders for this next EPP.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
All right, cue it up, Eric. Get the right one this time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Did she say give it up?
No, I said get the right one.
Oh, I thought she said give it up.
We're going to beat him.
All right, here we go.
What was your rank, Sylvia?
You're Gustav?
That was Gustav.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
That's what we heard.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
See? That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Here again, you know, Gavin picks these things up. I've been with him at several locations. This young man is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yes.
And here you got it, an EVP saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They want to hear it again, Eric.
That was amazing.
You ready?
Yep, go.
What was your rank, Sylvia?
That's pretty good.
That's how it was coming through on the hack box.
It was the same tone, John, wasn't it?
Tone?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's
awesome. Three individual words there. It's what we hear when playing it. One of them is the same person, and then there's kind of someone talking over that person.
I could hear that as well. Before the Gustav?
Right.
Yeah.
But that is... Gustav is crystal clear, and I figured Gavin and John would appreciate that one.
Thank you so much, guys. I mean, that's fantastic. And this is why I say I love having the scientific aspect of the investigations and having the equipment there, because to get the confirmation from the equipment at the same time as me working is a huge part of it for me. I like to get the validation from the equipment too on the same time. That's brilliant for me to hear that, because I mean, it's the links that I work with while I'm there, and for you guys to hear it afterwards on that then is great for me. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Two more for you.
Yeah. And this is all in just the first 20 minutes.
That's the case. 20
minutes.
Yeah, and the separation between 4 and 5 is no more than 5 seconds.
Okay.
And one key thing is we were the absolute only people in the entire fort at this time. There was nobody else in the fort, period.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow. All
right. All right. Ready?
Here's number 5.
That's
glitching
real bad. Why
was
it skipping like that?
It's because of Skype. Let's try it again.
That's the
one.
They'll
say get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
apparently it got tired of us ignoring it.
It's that casemate 11, see? It's a spooky old place. That little space, that little... It really was very intense for me. Like I said, it takes a lot for me to leave a place at the location, and I had to step out of there because it was so oppressive, so pressurized, if you like.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it was huge. But and I'm not surprised you're getting these EVPs out of there, because it just seems to be a hot spot there. Did you go into Casemate 11 while we were there, John?
Oh, yeah, I had been Casemate 11, Gavin. I was in it a long time ago, when they first had broken the ground. And, you know, I was in it about several different times over the course of years right now. And once they put the stairs in and made it much more accessible, the same feeling is still there. And that's a good way to describe it. It's oppressive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it feels very different. And you walk in there, and it, in comparison to all the other areas, it's like you go back in time. It's just totally different from going into any of the other locations at Fort Mifflin. And I've never been able to actually explain it, but I have said that right from the beginning. It's just totally different in there from any other area.
It is. I agree with you, John. I can totally relate to that, because it was different to any of the areas that I certainly visited while I was there. And my God, I can't imagine what it was like when they first opened the ground for somebody to go in there. It must have been horrendous.
it was. You know, it was totally amazing. So many of the artifacts that were in there.
Yeah.
For, you know, if I'm remembering, I think it was 120 or 150 years this was sealed up. Nice. And, you know, went in there, the doors were intact, there was bottles, and all these different things were totally intact, sealed up for all those years. So it was one of the most amazing things to be able to go in there, you know, in the beginning stages. It was phenomenal.
Must have been huge.
I bet.
Yeah, there's definitely an extremely heavy feeling in there. As soon as you enter it.
Jess and I crawled into the little, like, crawl space, the tiny one where you've got to be, like, small as possible to get in there.
Yeah.
And we got all the way to the back, and we sat in there for not even 5 minutes, and we had to get out of there because it just gradually set in, and it kept getting heavier and heavier until my chest was tight and I couldn't breathe. We were sitting there with the handy cam, and every time, like, Jess would turn the light off, like, a black mass would come towards us. She turned it on, and it would dissipate. So we ended up crawling out of there and getting the crap out of there. We were like, all right, we're getting out of here. We haven't gotten to our audio to see if we've got anything on that yet, so cross our fingers.
I know you guys have that photograph.
Yes.
Yeah.
That we still
actually. We found another one.
And we were in, was it the Powder magazine place? The one with the giant mound that was between Steve's location and John's location.
Yeah, that's the Powder mag.
Okay.
Yep.
We were in there, and we were standing in the back. And
yep.
I felt something like circle up around me. And, like, start from my left, and it went all the way around. There was five of us standing there, and it came up to the right side of me. So I, like, told Jess to take a picture, and she took, like, five or six consecutive pictures, and two of them in a row, and there was, like, a black mass that was coming towards me. And, actually, Sally was standing there, and we kind of did one of those, I don't want to get in trouble for saying this, but... We were, like, pretending, like, come and take our picture with us, and, like, holding our hands out, and, like, you can stand right here, and that's how we got the pictures. So we still can't explain them, but I don't know.
Yeah, I want to pull it up.
That is an amazing area. And here again, going in there over the course of many years, always towards the back, is where most people get the activity.
Mm. That's pretty cool. And it actually kind of, like... zoomed out of there after all of that happened because more people were coming in. So there was like maybe about 10 people in there, so I don't know if it chased it. But as we were exiting, Jess and I seen the shadow, like a shadow, go right into the wall.
Yeah,
and we were like,
across the doorway from in the room.
So we were like, I don't know if that was him like skirting out of there or whoever it was, but it was pretty cool.
Excellent.
They're interesting spirits. They are interesting because I noticed a few of them would follow the groups around, you know?
Yeah.
It wouldn't just be a spirit in that area and that's it. They're stuck to that area. I noticed what I call attachments would follow certain groups or certain members of groups around the fort. So that was interesting. Almost like little tour guides in a sense. You know, they would stick with them and walk around with them to see what that group would think of that area. Yes. And then choose their time to communicate with that specific person or group, which was interesting to see.
That is kind of interesting because actually right before we went there, we had ran to the car to get the laptop and the paranormal puck. And we went up onto the hill next to the house where the lady supposedly hung herself,
mm-hmm.
loading the...
That would be Elizabeth.
Okay, yep. Elizabeth. And we were sitting there loading the equipment, and we got up to leave to come and join John's group, actually. And we were going to pick up the laptop and walk away, and I've got it in my recorder, somebody asking, what is that? Like, what we were doing. You know, the equipment, and then we went right into that location. So, kind of interesting.
It was an interesting experience as well to see how the spirit reacted to equipment, because I think there was two occasions, one on the hack box and one on the in casemate 5. I was with a group with the K2, and I say to the spirit, you know, these little green lights you can see, you know, it's not going to hurt you. You know, if you can see that light, go towards it. It's not going to hurt you in any way. And when we were doing that with the K2 in casemate 5, they picked up an EVP that said liar.
Oh, wow.
So it's interesting. I'm saying it's not going to hurt you, but does it? Does it drain a spirit's energy to communicate with a K2? I don't know. And then with the hack box, the shack hack, I remember when the question was asked, do you see us? And it said, as light or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gavin, we were talking about that earlier. It's the first time in all the years I've been involved with this, a spirit has actually communicated to us how they see us. And I was just astounded at that comment. And with several different groups, Mark, the ghost or spirit, had come back and had said that, sees us as light. I was just like so taken back by that, and just it just was a fantastic thing. It made the whole trip, because I've never had them respond back how they see us.
I know. I was blown away, John. I just, because I've never thought of asking that question out before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when the question was asked, I don't know if I said it. Didn't know what to ask the question. I can't remember. But it said very clearly, as light.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, we do have one more EVP left. Do you guys want to go ahead and explain that one real quick? Number 6?
With that one, I think we were getting up and fixing to walk out of there.
Yeah, that was like right as we were leaving.
Yeah, it was right as we were starting to exit out of the main cell, I guess it is called. And I guess it tried to get our attention again. Like, it, you know, it wanted us to go away, and then I guess it didn't want us to go away. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, there was another one we're still going through to clean up. It's tough to hear, but this one, Jason heard hay on it. I kind of hear something else. Also, if it doesn't want us to leave, as we're talking about getting up and leaving.
Huh.
Kind of throwing a catch-22 in there almost. Kind of awkward.
And one important thing to note, I mean, we're only talking. This has never happened on any investigation we've ever done. We've never had so many, so much electronic voice phenomena, especially in a, you know, 25-minute span.
Right.
We actually have like 5 or 6
of the cuss word.
Oh, wow.
Just be careful with them stairs.
Low voice on. I mean, you hear that throughout almost the whole session. I mean, in the background, you can't make out one bit of it, but it's just that muffled voice in the background.
Yeah, there's conversation going on the whole time we're down there.
Wow.
Because this is the stuff that we can really pick up on. And you know, like I told you girls earlier, we've still got like, you know, 6 hours worth of stuff to listen to.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, play that.
All right, here we go with number six.
Cool.
Just be careful with them stairs. Oh, yeah.
It's the same tone again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't really tell what it was saying.
It's that tone, and it's exactly why, like I said, why I left, why I exited. Usually I'll face the music, and if I do feel a little bit scared or oppressive in a situation, I'll face it to see why I'm feeling like that. I'm interested to see why I feel like that. But this time, I knew it was a certain... there was that certain feeling, that gut instinct that I had to leave the area because something just didn't want me to communicate with it face-to-face there and then. And what it was a voice saying words, but those words were muffled, like, and that's what I had in my ear, and that's why I left. And it's interesting to hear it on the EVP. And it makes me think, you know, is it like when a psychic hears an audio like this? Is it on the kind of, you know, when you get those dog whistles, those animal whistles that an animal can hear but a human can't? You know, it's obviously there in the atmosphere that I'm hearing it, and then it's picked up on the EVP. But then there's certain people that can't hear it. Perhaps I say that I'm a little bit different to some psychics, because I want to investigate why this is picked up and why people can't hear it if I can hear it, and then it's on the EVP as well. It's so interesting. I'm fascinated by this. It's interesting to hear this back as well.
Yeah.
Bring back a lot of memories.
We'll play it one more time.
Be careful with them stairs. Oh, yeah.
It's good for you to hear this, guys, because this is what I'm dealing with when I'm at a location. This is what's speaking to me. This is what I can hear when I say I've got an audio here and they're saying their name. And for those of you listening who was in the torpedo room when I said David Logan's here and he sounded very breathy, you know, I was saying to him, he sounds breathy, but I can hear him. This is exactly how it sounds when I'm hearing it there and then. When I'm telling you I can hear this, this is how it sounds to me. So it's great to catch that on EVP.
Well, I think it's really great because it allows, you know, for a lot of the skeptics out there in the world, you know, this is a real validation to some of your abilities. You know, some of the stories and things that you were picking up on and telling everybody about. And we have actual digital recordings of this stuff to validate it.
Amazing.
That's just amazing. Yeah.
The Gustav one for me is 24 karat gold. I love that. I'm so pleased with that.
And it seems to me that and the Get Out were the same voice, really. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it just came right up to the digital recorder. Like, hey, get out, you know, I mean, just loud.
Yeah. And this is the type of character I picked up that he was as well, you know. It wasn't a particularly friendly character.
No, he doesn't sound friendly.
No.
Sounds a little peed off.
I don't know if all of it was Gustav or, you know, if it's some of it was that Billy Howell character or what. But it was definitely, we were not feeling welcome down there, to say the least. I mean, it was very oppressive, very heavy the entire time. It was just crazy.
Yeah. I all power to you for staying down there that long, guys.
So, you know, actually, when everybody went out to the cannon, as soon as you know, they gave the order to wrap it up, I made a beeline back to K-11, and I hung out down there. So I was down there when the cannon went off. And I expected it the first time. But the second time totally caught me off guard. And it really let me know what Billy Howell was going through with the cannons sounding while he was, you know, incarcerated down there. It's crazy. The walls were shaking and the ground trembling. I thought it might, you know, collapse in on me.
I sure the second time I can actually thank Gavin for that one. That was him out there doing it the second time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was me doing it the second time.
We only fired it off one time the first night, so I was prepared for that one. I was totally caught off guard on the second cannon fire.
I just wanted to put you guys in the moment. Experiencing what the guys went through that was incarcerated down there, like you said. No, it was a cool experience to fire that cannon off. It was totally unexpected. But were you down there when I done that?
Yes, I was. I was.
What did it sound like?
I was trying to kiss me 11 by myself for about 20 minutes during that time period. I couldn't get in
the place. That is... Oh, wow. That was, oh, my goodness. That sounded really eerie to them there.
Well, I'm just glad that I wasn't down there.
Yeah,
when
me too.
You're standing watching.
I would have peed myself.
I recommend it for anybody. If you want to get a real experience, be down there when they fire off the cannon.
Oh, my. If you would have heard something louder than the cannon, it would have been me screaming.
All right. Well, we've got one more person that we want to bring on. And Gavin, if you have to leave at any time or anyone else, just let us know.
If not, we're staying at a party.
Okay.
I'll be staying with you for a few more minutes, then I will definitely be departing.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Who are we calling again? Where the heck is he?
You're calling Aaron, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Trying to. We can find him. There we go.
All right. All right. Go ahead and bring Aaron on.
Party people.
We have a packed house tonight.
Yeah.
It's very good.
One ringy ding. Hello?
Hello.
There
he is. Aaron, hey.
Here he is. How are you guys doing?
Great. We have a packed house with you.
I know. I've been listening. It's pretty crowded in here.
We got room.
Who do you guys got on? You got my Manhattan brother on there now?
Yes, we do. He said something earlier to bring up about a skit of some sort.
Oh, yeah. I outed you, John. I told him that. I got the Southern Gentleman skit in the car.
Yeah, that, I'm getting known for that these days. It's a little skit that I do, and Aaron and I were just having some great conversation traveling back up from Philly, back up east, and you know, I got a wicked sense of humor, and I'm always joking around. And he says, "How do you get along with, you know, Southern people and everything like that?" And I said, "Well, there's nothing like hearing a Southern belle speak," and I do this routine occasionally on some of the different shows talking about that. I'm a Southern gentleman. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Aaron's going, oh, no.
No, I want to hear it again.
Okay, I'll give you the quick, short version. I'm a Southern gentleman, you know. They have plucked me out and put me in the city. No, it just never worked. I decided I was going to go home for a while. I got up early one morning, and I wanted to take myself a short drive. I pulled over and wanted to rest for a spell. As I looked across through that morning dew, I seen some ravishing creatures approaching and coming forth. And I have recognized a couple of them ravishing beauties. One of them was Mama Lisa in that red satin as he came forth. And the other one was my Southern belle, Miss Carmen Reed. As they had approached that car, the palpitations in my heart were too much. I had to take my heart pill immediately. And I thought I had passed right out. I woke up, realized that I was dreaming of them creatures, and realized if I was going to be going through them pearly gates, Lord, that was the best thing that I could ever witness and want to see before they take me away from this earth.
I'm dying.
And let me just say that when John was talking, I think we were sort of stuck in traffic, and I had a very full bladder at this point. I don't know. It was almost a messy ride.
It sounds like our road trip. We all, like, we got almost ran out of gas in the middle of country town where it could have turned into a horror movie. It's not good.
Oh, John, that was a classic. I loved that. I think that was brilliant.
Oh, No, it started off as a joke a while back, and I started doing it, and as I go along, I just keep adding to it.
That was awesome, John.
Well, for everybody that wants to catch that again, you can go to www.7nc.com and go to the RVP link. We have all the shows posted on the channel.
You gotta love road trips, don't you? Create some of the best stories and moments.
Yeah, I don't know if we should be offended or not living down here in Georgia.
I know.
Yeah, we can do it. John's all right.
All right, guys, I'm going to call it an evening. I have to make a family telephone call before the old man goes and rests a spell. It was great. It was great talking to everybody, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, John.
Good night, John. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, John.
Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, John.
That was
wow.
Just style, isn't it?
One less now, huh? And then there were, how many is on now?
I lost count a long time ago.
Six. I don't know.
Five standalone. Dun, dun, dun.
So, Aaron, what did you make of Fort Mifflin? What do you reckon?
It was a very intriguing weekend, Gavin. I mean, you know, it's funny. I was roaming around the grounds, live blogging it for the Philadelphia Inquirer one night and then Examiner.com the next night. And I was actually trying to stay out of people's way and just, you know, observe, and yet you get sucked into the investigation and you start getting your own experiences too. And I don't know, I had a couple wild moments, it seemed like, while I was out there. But it's a pretty awesome place, I gotta say.
It was cool, it was great. You were Twittering. I noticed you were Twittering as we spoke, Aaron.
I was Twittering, yes.
You were Twittering. Twittering.
No.
we'll be PG on this one.
Yeah, my behave.
Twittering.
Open the Twitter box.
Oh. not going in.
So, can you share some of your experience?
I can. I was actually lucky enough to be on the scene when a lot of you know what Gavin was talking about. Earlier in the torpedo room, I kind of walked in during that, and when Rob, I believe from Taps, when he was touched on the leg, I was actually right behind him and had a very kind of cold gust that just was really overwhelming, and that was pretty creepy, I've got to say. So that was one, but the thing that really blew me away was actually a John Zappas moment that I was in the gift shop blogging and Twittering away. And Zappas comes in and walks up to me, and I'm on the phone with someone, and he walks right up to me, kind of checks and see how I'm doing. And at that exact moment, all of these growls and whispers and even voices start coming over my cell phone.
Whoa.
What?
Yes, and I hit speaker, and John actually caught the tail end of that, and it was a very odd experience. And I'll tell you what, I showed the hair on my arm was standing straight up, and the person on the other end of the phone was a little creeped out, and I understand they didn't sleep so well that night. Actually, heard that as well.
I don't blame them. I didn't know that happened, Aaron.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't tell you everything, Gavin. I got to save some stuff, you know, some good bits for the radio show.
That's right. Is this like your first investigation, first paranormal thing that you came on?
No, actually, you know, it's funny. A few years back, I started writing about the paranormal, you know, right about the time that Jay and Grant and Taps, you know, started the Ghost Hunter show. And as a result of some stories that I wrote, I was invited on a lot of investigations, and I even joined Jay and Grant at an Eastern State Penitentiary event. last year. So I've been on a fair amount, and it's funny, starting out as just sort of the guy that's writing about it, you know, like I said, you get sucked into the investigation and you become sort of an investigator yourself. You can't help but get involved. So it's addictive.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to see you on a few more then.
Oh, Gavin, anytime you want me to come along, you just let me know and I'll be there.
I certainly will. Of course I will. Of course I will. I will. And what's this? You can't live on MySpace. What's the matter of nipping onto MySpace every now and again?
Yeah, the MySpace. You know, I'm. Gavin's bringing me back to MySpace. I sort of went away.
He's bringing it back.
Yeah, he's bringing it back.
I'm bringing MySpace back.
Yeah. Oh goodness.
I gotta say, this, you know, Gavin, the musical stylings of Gavin Cromwell, you know, I think you need to keep this up between this and then Carrie Underwood. I don't know, you seem very at home with a microphone in your hand, you know.
Wait, that's a puck.
No, a puck.
It's not a microphone, it's a puck.
Oh, yeah, the puck. Sorry. He was treating.
And you were in there with us, I do believe, Aaron, when he was doing that. Were you videotaping?
I didn't videotape that night. Shut up. I definitely got some pictures of Gavin rocking it. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're right.
I was thinking I might save those for blackmail material, Gavin.
You naughty boy, Aaron. How dare you?
It's Cheeky Monkey.
Cheeky Monkey Aaron. I don't know, I've used the puck before. I can't believe I've done it. I don't know why I was doing it.
That's what Monster does to you, Gavin.
Yeah,
it's true. I was on a lot of energy drinks that night. I don't know.
It was like 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Yeah.
We were about to wrap things up, so, and we were all, you looked drained when we ran into you, so when we got in there, you know, Jess and I saw it, and we didn't even, like, connect it. We didn't do it because we were, like, trying to be mean or anything. Like, we just watched it, and we were like, all right, well, if he's going to do it, let him do it.
I'm glad. Oh, I wish you'd stop. Why didn't you say, what are you doing? Okay, Gav, what are you doing with that? You going to eat it? What are you going to do with it?
It's more fun to watch.
I just can't believe I did. But it's you. I mean, you have weird sleeping patterns on these events when you go for like a weekend or 3 days. It's weird sleeping patterns, and it does strange things to you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, it does.
It's a little.
You know, I managed to stay awake for the investigations, and you know, I found it pretty exciting. But I'll tell you what, when I got back to the hotel room, well, I was tired, but I didn't quite fall asleep yet because I still had a little bit of that adrenaline rush that you get, you know. But yeah, it. I imagine if you're doing this quite a bit, you get pretty tired.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You go into investigating mode, and I didn't even sleep. I mean.
Oh.
Well, when I walked outside, and I saw Jason and Chris still outside, and what time was that I walked out there?
I don't know, man, like 5, 4:30, something like that.
Oh, wow. So you guys stayed out there past us, because we stayed out there till about 3:30, and we were like, we got to go find food.
Yeah, we're talking about the different laws in Philadelphia and how ridiculous they can be at times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have a vending machine, because that will tell.
They don't sell what we're looking for in a vending machine, though.
They were looking for some spirits, but
Kool-Aid.
Yes, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
You can find no ghetto juice in Philly.
Yeah, it was that wasn't exactly the best Hilton I've ever been to. I know that much.
Do you know what? Do you know, I was so craving cheese fries after the investigation. And I wasn't going to get any anywhere. And when I go back to the hotel, I thought, okay, it's really extortionately expensive, but I'm going to have to get something from room service. So we looked at the room service thing, and there was like this thing, and it was like selection of muffins and pastries, dry cereal. And what the hell is a tuna salad platter? Do you know what I mean? And I thought, okay, so I'm a veg aquarian. I only eat fish. I don't eat like beef or anything like that. So I couldn't have the turkey or beef sandwich and stuff like this. And Alex had told me the previous night, he said, you know what, I'm so bummed because I spent like $15 on a roast beef sandwich that was no bigger than the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
So but we phoned down and they didn't have anything at room service. So I just starved.
We did the same thing, Gavin. You know, us. Well, we were scared to drive far from the airport because we had already had some previous experiences that scared us, and being four girls in the middle of the night in Philly is not a good idea. So we, you know, we starved too because we were like, well, you know, do we pay that much and whatever? And then we called and they were like, we're not even serving it. You can get like a sandwich or whatever. We'll eat Cheez-Its and Rice Krispies.
Well, you know what the real, you know what the really bad thing was that guy that told us, that pizza guy, said he was closed.
Yeah! I wanted to beat him up and take his food.
Here's the hang on. Who is this pizza guy? Because I'm not being funny. I looked through my spy hole from my bedroom door, and I spotted a pizza delivery man walking down my corridor, and I accosted him.
Well,
you know, you want to make some money. I mean, there's like 18 starving people standing outside.
Yeah. We were like, we have money. Please go get us food. He's like, no, we're closed. No,
you know,
closed.
The bad thing is, though, we were out there at about 4 or something in the morning, and he was delivering pizza.
You're kidding. He lied to us.
He did. He straight out lied to us.
I saw him. It was actually he was delivering to the room right across from me, and I saw him, you know, emerge with the empty bag that they carry the hot pizza. And I'll tell you what, like for Gavin, I feel for you for not getting the room service, but you still, I think starving was better than how I ended up, which was consuming a bag of these jalapeno popper Doritos. That seemed like a good idea until you got about 3/4 of the way through and you realized that this is an unnatural color of orange. Yeah. Not a good experience.
Aaron, I feel your pain.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. I think the Hilton's going to be hearing from me. We'll put it that way. It was bad.
Hey, at least our investigation and everything else went well.
It did.
It was awesome. I hated to leave.
I know. I didn't want it to end, actually. We're having so much fun and stuff. And it always is good when you're meeting the new people and sharing experiences and stuff. I didn't want it to end. It was awesome. And the grass, guys. I just sent a friend's request to you on MySpace, by the way, guys.
I appreciate it. I'll have to check that.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Well, keep in touch.
And actually, Gavin, what we'll do is I'll get the whole raw clip of it, of our session, let you listen to it. You can hear that voice in the background there from Casement 11.
I would love that so much.
Well, hopefully you can help us out. Maybe you'll catch something we don't catch, but at least bring back memories like you were saying.
There's a lot going on in that EVP session. Yeah. You just have to overlook some of the cutting up and stuff.
Yeah, we like to have some fun.
Yeah. Listen, please, I'll send them to me. I will certainly listen to them carefully. And anything I pick up on, I'll definitely let you know about it. But they sound awesome. I'd love for you to send them to me, and I'll definitely stay in touch with you guys. It was great meeting you.
Oh, man, you too.
Well, thank you, Gavin, for coming on and sharing your stories and all that fun job.
Thank you, guys. Can I do a quick plug before I shoot off?
You sure can.
Well, I'm going to be doing Hidden Realms from the USS Salem on Thursday, live from the USS Salem in Quincy, Massachusetts. And I've got Mass Paranormal down there doing a live investigation. It's going to be on webcam. So it's going to be a cool show. We've got the two J's down there. We've got J1 and J2, like I just said. And it's just going to be an awesome show. And just everybody listening to that's Hidden Realms Thursday between 7 and 9 EST. So please listen into that.
Yes, it is a great show. Gotta listen.
So, yep, we're going to be broadcasting live from the USS Salem.
Right on. Well,
and that's it. So there we go. So I will say my Cheerios.
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 Cheerios. I want to say goodnight to the guys from, is it Gasp or Grasp?
Grasp.
Grasp. That's it. I want to say goodnight to guys from Grasp. I want to say goodnight to Aaron and to my Sepia guys as well.
Oh, goodnight, Gavin.
Goodnight. We love you.
Goodnight. Have a good one.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much. And good night to everybody in the chat room and to all the listeners as well. And thank you so much for a cool weekend. I enjoyed it very, very much.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Good night, guys. See you soon.
Night.
Stay in touch. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. One more down. And we've got about 7 minutes left with the rest of you guys that's on here. We can run a little
about
bit.
5 minutes.
Right. So
our webcam's down, just to let you know.
Yeah.
We're trying to fix it. It's not working.
We broke it.
That's so bad.
We broke it. And which one of y'all called us loony birds?
Oh, that would be me.
Yeah, you're going down. You're so going down.
Uh-oh.
This might be the first time you were called loony bird, so is it?
Well, you know, I...
It was?
I know I am, and I don't care. You know, I started a new trend.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm
we
happy
did start
about
a new
it.
Trend.
I humped the TAPS van like twice, and then all of a sudden, like, everybody was humping the TAPS van. And, yeah.
It was great.
That van will never
be. Seen the TAPS van. I got a picture next to the TAPS van, and I leaned up against it, but now I'm kind of regretting that decision since you apparently defiled the TAPS van.
Yeah, it's all on MySpace.
It was
they probably all think we're absolutely insane,
nuts.
But that's
actually
right.
Steve and Jay like both thought I was peeing on the van at first. And I'm like, what? I don't stand up and pee.
Well, at least you didn't get chased away from the TAPS van. Steve wiffle ball that.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
That's what happened to Ben, the founder of Grasp. He wanted his picture the next day with the van. And Steve's like, sure, bud, go ahead. And next thing you know, he's banging on the side of the van, running around with all that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, in his pajamas nonetheless.
Yeah, I like how he showed up to the reveal in his pajamas the next
day. Oh, yeah. That was great.
You know, I don't get, Steve's always late to the reveals. But usually it's something like a drawbridge, or he's like, they've got a bridge that goes up. What's that? But he's in the same hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Still couldn't get there on time.
That's great.
I think, see, about having some friends of mine get him an alarm clock for coming up.
You need to get him one that shakes him awake, because, oh, my goodness.
What's that one, Oh, I loved when I saw it. Truck stops.
The Screaming Meanie.
Yeah, the Screaming Meanie alarm clock.
Yeah.
You should chip in and give it to him at the next event.
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
It was such a good time, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. I had a blast.
See, I'm getting jealous and jealous.
Yeah, it was very parts.
Oh, poor Eric.
See, that's why you should have been following
Clive. Imagine a world where this sound was never heard again. It's hard to imagine such a world, but it could happen. Luckily, there is a place where caring people are dedicated to stop such a tragedy from happening. Wolf Hollow is a nonprofit organization which began its mission in 1988 by the late Paul Safran to dispel the myths about one of the most misunderstood creatures on our planet, the Great Wolf. But they need your help.
Hi, this is Joni Safran, the director of Wolf Hollow in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Won't you help us to preserve, protect, and educate people about the majestic wolf? Your donation will help us help them. Thank you.
Go to www.wolfhollowipswich.org to find out how you can help. That's www.wolfhollowipswich.org. Please do it today. Don't let the howl be silenced. Share. And every sundown
not enough waiting. You've got to let me dream inside you, baby. Not afraid to be here. I want you to love me.
There's a recent photo that's been circulating the web claiming to have caught a snapshot of the ever-reclusive Bigfoot. The photo was taken from a trail camera set up by wildlife enthusiasts in the Sierra Nevada forest. It snapped over the most recent Memorial Day weekend and retrieved from the camera on June 7th. If you listeners want to go to Stagner Paranormal Society's website to see the pictures, pretty crazy-looking pictures. It doesn't really show a lot of the Bigfoot, but it's so there's definitely something there.
Okay. I'm placing the website address in the chat room, so if people out there want to go take a look, they can.
Okay, next story. Actor Nicolas Cage owns a $3.5 million estate in New Orleans that he never stays in because he claims the house is haunted. He's correct about this because in the 1830s, in the French, it was built in the 1830s in the French Quarter, it was reportedly the most haunted house in Louisiana and one of the most haunted in the whole country.
Whoa. How do we get
$3.5 million investment gone awry? No one will ever buy it from him.
Wow.
Also in the news, Michael Jackson, of course, died this past weekend. The legendary pop icon was 50 years old. And I know this is supposed to be about paranormal news, so just wait for it. Jackson was a huge believer in the paranormal and was close friends with legendary psychic Uri Geller. In fact, the Glove served as Geller's best man. The famed psychic renewed his vows in 2001. Geller gained further fame when he defended Jackson on CBS News, saying under deep hypnosis, his friend said he never touched a child in a sexual way. Jackson was also linked to Jacqueline Stone, self-proclaimed psychic and mother to Sylvester Stallone. Stallone correctly predicted that the Kindergarten Cop and Terminator star Arnold Schwarzenegger would become governor of California.
Wow. Well, that's pretty nice to hear, because I don't believe that he did anything, and that poor guy, now after he's passed on, you know, it's going to get messy.
Cool today at the Motown Museum down on West Grand Boulevard. There was probably about 300-400 people out there singing songs and playing music. It was pretty neat. I didn't go down there myself, but it was on the news all day long. It was pretty sweet.
Actually, Murphy, Frank Murphy, he's in the chat room. He went down there, and I think he was down there, but I know Holly went down there. She sent me pictures via on the phone. And
there was also a parade they were going to have tomorrow, because the funeral, I guess, is tomorrow. They're going to have a parade down West Grand Boulevard with a bunch of former Motown people and fans if they want to come down. So it's going to be a pretty cool little tribute to them.
Wow. That's pretty cool about Uri Geller. A lot of people, if you don't know who he is, isn't he an illusionist as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
So that's...
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was just digging through paranormal news and found that, and I was like, oh, that kind of ties into the whole paranormal thing. Plus, he was a guy that he's a pretty cool dude that died.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the world of sports, the U.S. soccer team, we talked about them last week, how they had barely squeaked into the semifinals. They continued their dream run to the finals of the Confederation Cup this past Sunday, and they carried a 2-0 lead in halftime against Brazil. The U.S. beat Spain, the number one ranked Spanish squad, to set up the game against the Brazilians, who had beaten South Africa in the semifinal match. However, the U.S. couldn't hold on to the lead as the defending champions scored three unanswered goals in the end to beat the young American squad 3-2.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was a really, really, really good game, and the U.S. couldn't hold on. Brazil was just too tough.
Yeah, they are.
And they're one of the better teams in the nation. So, I was just getting this off the internet and on ESPN. A week into the fortnight at the legendary All England Club, five-time champion Roger Federer looks unstoppable as he cruises through the field. Englishman Andy Murray took five sets today to beat Bjorn Stanis Wawrinka from Switzerland. That was a hard name to pronounce. On the women's side, Serena and Venus Williams both going to the quarterfinals along with Elena Dementieva, and former French Open champion Dinara Safina beat Emily Maresmo today. On this past Thursday, Los Angeles Clippers selected Blake Griffin from the Oklahoma Sooners. He's going to become a millionaire by selecting him first overall in the NBA draft. In your guys' neck of the woods, the Charlotte Bobcats selected nearby Duke guard Gerald Henderson, son of former NBA journeyman guard Gerald Henderson Sr., and also took Xavier Swingman Derrick Brown and Robert Vaden, a guard out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Here in Detroit, your hometown Pistons selected Austin Day, a small forward out of Gonzaga, who weighs into the bust 185 pounds, and he's 6'11". People here in Detroit are saying he makes Tayshaun Prince look like the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, my God.
The guy's a beanball.
You might be skinny.
Finally, in the sports world, this is a little more somber note. Thousands of mourners attended the funeral of slain 58-year-old Ed Thomas, an Iowa high school football coach. Thomas coached Appleton Parksburg High School in Hamburg, Iowa for 34 years. Unfortunately, he was gunned down by one of his former players, 24-year-old Mark Becker. It was pretty gruesome. He coached four current NFL players, including Green Bay Packer defensive lineman Aaron Camp and the Detroit Lions defensive lineman Jared DeVries. All four players served as pallbearers for their coach, and it was they were on SportsCenter interviewing these guys, and they were pretty devastated. It was one of his own players that had gunned him down.
That's horrible.
So that's it for the paranormal news and the sports report, which brings us to the segment we started last week, Superstitions and Curses. Last week we talked about the curse of the Bambino, the famous now defunct Boston Red Sox curse. But most people don't know about the curse of the Billy Goat. Have you guys ever heard of the curse of the Billy Goat?
I haven't. Have you guys?
Nope. Sure haven't.
All right. Well, we're going to school you on it right now. Chicago Cubs. The lovable losers from the south side of Chicago endured 100 years of this angry goat curse. Supposedly, the story goes, in 1945, the Cubbies were in the Fall Classic against the Detroit Tigers. And a local south side tavern owner, Billy Sicianis, brought his pet goat with a wool blanket to the game. The blanket read, "We got Detroit's goat." Sicianis and his goat were allowed to go into Wrigley Field, but later were asked to leave because of the stadium, because of the goat's obnoxious odor. It was pretty funny. I started cracking up when I heard it, but Sicianis was outraged by this and placed a curse on the Cubs, saying they would never win another pennant or World Series because of this insult. The Cubs lost to the Tigers and have never been back to the World Series ever. Sicianis wrote a letter later in the year to the Cubs that read, "Dear Cubs, who stinks now?"
You know, I gotta love curses and superstitions. What is with that? What is with sports and curses and I don't understand that.
I don't know.
It's just like people. Curses are shoes.
What's that?
Overs and all that other stuff. Yep. It's just all over the.
I know a lot of baseball players. We'll talk about different superstitions. There was a couple different baseball players that had some crazy. Every day they had to eat something before the game. So, but again, that's all I got. So email me any. Curses, superstitions. I only have so many, and I'm running out of some of them. They don't have to be sports related. Just if you know about curses that people have thrown on people that have worked, give me a holler. Send me an email address. I got a new email address. It's eshaltis@yahoo.com. Again, that's eshaltis, Shaltis, eshaltis@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well.
Cool deal.
Putting
that up in the chat room.
All right.
And thanks again for everything.
Yeah, no problem, man. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you know what we forgot?
What?
While we had everybody on the line, we forgot to get everybody's RVP.
Oh, no.
We are just slacking.
I know. We forgot to do the event, too. Oops.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that now.
It's been like a crazy, hectic day. That's
why. Yeah.
I don't even know anymore. Whew. That's all I got to say.
Delirious. Officially.
Officially, yes.
Well, you guys want to talk about the event some?
Gosh. We sure.
Go for it.
How was your experience in time, Jess?
It was great.
I was talking about the sepia event.
Oh, the sepia event. Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. There's something new that we haven't talked about for the last 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Brain fart.
Ding dang.
Ding dang.
I got a big ding dang on my head.
No comment.
No way.
No comment.
We just went there.
I did just
go. We can't go a night without going there. Anyway, yeah, so we're having an event for those of you who haven't gone to the website or if you've been in a black hole. September 10th to the 13th, we're having an event in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's called Phantasm 2009. This is our first annual event. We're giving this a shot. We're rookies at this, but it's going to be awesome. We have a lot of really cool stuff planned. It's going to be different than what you're really going to see. A lot of different locations, a lot of different venues, different things to do. It's set up completely differently. We're coming up with some pretty cool stuff. Of course, our big guest of the event is Gavin Cromwell. He's going to come in, and he is going to yes. He's going to be doing, he's going to go around and...
singing karaoke with the puck.
Yes, he is.
He's not going to leave that one, though.
Nope. No.
poor Gavin.
Oh, it was so great, though. But he's going to do a gallery-style reading the first night. Right after dinner at the French Brewery, which is going to be great food. You get to pick from some really good stuff. And then after that, we're going to meet up with Ghost Walk, and we're going to have him go around to the different locations and get what he's reading off of each of the locations before any of the history is ever revealed. So he's going to go in before he knows anything or anybody knows anything, and we're going to get up just to show how absolutely awesome he is. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed. Mm-hmm. You would be absolutely amazed.
Saturday night?
Yes.
We're going to do an investigation.
Yep.
We're going to break up into 5 to 6 locations and... investigate our little behinds off, and Gavin will go from place to place and check it out and see what's going on and all that fun stuff and silly shenanigans. And then Sunday we'll wrap things up with breakfast and, you know, kind of like a little reveal, share experiences and all of that, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
But you can go to www.sepianc.com and buy the tickets now. There's only 50 available, so you can go very fast.
We're going quick.
$125 a ticket for 4 days. You cannot beat that.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
And also on there, the hotel link is on there, and you can book the hotel as well. If you are booking the hotel, make sure you tell them it's for Phantasm 2009.
And you get discounts.
Yes, good discounts. And I'll promise everybody that this place will be way better than the Hilton that we stayed at.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. They've got some, it's a brand new building, and it's awesome in there. If you go to the website, you see the pictures and stuff. It's a really good hotel. And we're working on getting shuttles and stuff so everybody doesn't have to do so much driving. It should be really cool.
Yes. And Eric, do you have anything?
Not on the event. I want to go ahead and touch base with our schedule lineup for the next month and a half. I'm going to see if I can do this by memory. Because I don't have a site in front of me.
Test on the memory.
This is not the night to do that.
No.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. next week we have Psychic Verona on our show. That's going to be a good show.
Yes, it is. She is awesome.
I don't have the dates in front of me offhand, so. Matter of fact, let me do this the smart way.
Sorry, guys. The microphone. You can go to the calendar.
And also.
Okay.
All right. Next week,
July 6th.
Yeah, July 6th, we'll have Verona on the show with us. Then on the 13th, we're going to have J1 and J2 from GCI with us. And then on the 20th...
We forgot the Paranormal Dating Game is also going on that same show, correct?
It's on the 20th.
Oh, see?
On the 20th, we are going to have Audrey from Starborn Support back with us. And doing the Paranormal Dating Game. No.
We got Cal.
We have Cal.
And his team from
Spectres. New Jersey Spectres. On the 20th with us. And we'll be giving away some DVDs of theirs. And then on the 27th, we're going to have Audrey with Starborn Support. Because her show airs on
2020
about abductions. And then I don't have the dates in front of me again.
But we have Britt from TAPS.
Yeah, Britt from TAPS.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jess closed the calendar down on me. Click on the time. On the time. There we go. And go click one arrow.
Okay. I'm the computer.
And then on the 27th, we're going to have Britt with TAPS and Ghost Hunters talking about the TAPS boot camp. Then on August 3rd, it's tentative. It's not locked in for sure, but we're hoping to have Patrick Burns, Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio, and Marley Gibson to promote their new book that comes out in September. And then the 10th of August, we will be having Christian Day, Salem's Witch, on the show with us. And then on August 17th, we will be having...
Night Stalkers.
Michigan Night Stalkers, which they have some EVPs we're going to be playing, and one of them will give, I swear
this
to you...
This is not for the faint of heart.
It's not for the faint of heart show on the 17th of August.
Right.
We sat here last night and listened to it, and all three of us had tears in our eyes, and I think every single piece of hair on our body was standing up. I've never... Did I say that right?
What hair we have?
Yes.
Not okay. Girls. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Dirty.
Oh my goodness. Can't say anything.
We're gonna be spanking something.
Oh my.
Thank you. Woo! Alrighty. Where we rock your pants off, baby.
And yeah, so I guess we put the X in Parex for this reason.
And many more.
So. We had to make sure the kids were out of the room.
That's why we're on late night.
Yeah.
just because you never know.
So you guys better tune in each week, or we're going to hunt you down. And
Let's see what else we have to talk about.
Oh, we could talk.
Make sure you check out the website. We don't promote the website all that much unless it's for the event stuff. But please go to www.sepianc. That's SEPIANC.com. Check it out. Give us feedback. Sign our guest book. On there, we have two buttons, a link to the Sepia MySpace page and a link to the Sepia RVP page. Also on the website, there's a link to the Sepia RVP show, where you can view all our past guests and all our current upcoming guests and all the shows that we have except for one, which we lost, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show with Keith Age. We did lose that one, so we don't have that posted. But you can download all the shows, or you can listen to them live there. We just updated it this weekend. Actually, I updated it while the girls were at Fort Mifflin. We had new evidence on the site, new case details, information on the paranormal dating game that's coming up on the 20th. So yes. Enter in.
You can win a date with me.
For the first ones, you'll win a date with Amy, and we'll work it out. Even if you're not from North Carolina, we'll work something out.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have Phantasm 2009 information on there. So a lot of fun stuff, and we're also working on maybe revamping the site to bring it more to the modern age. Some of you in the chat room have foreseen some of it, and I've got good feedback. So
the modern age.
The
like
modern
we're living
age.
In dinosaur realm or something.
We're living in
I said
flat view. We're yeah. bringing into 3D.
We're bringing the 3D back.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. We had a blast, and we want to thank everybody again. We want to thank John, Gavin, Christ, and Jason.
I wrote Christ up.
And Aaron, of course. And did you want to give his website verbally?
And also thank Eric Schaltis for yes. doing our new Superstition, Curses, and Sports.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, and Aaron, for those of you that don't know, he does pop culture column, and he's doing a pop culture paranormal column on the Examiner, and I'm going to put it up in the chat room, but he's got some good stuff. He has a lot of good interviews with a lot of good people. He's done many, many interviews with Jason and Grant, a lot of people you're going to know, really good stuff. Check it out. I'm going to put it up in the page so you guys can go to it.
Funky.
And,
funky.
Brain farting again.
Oh my god, Chris.
What?
He said he wants someone to date with Eric. You know? I'm gonna beat you all.
I'm gonna keep my
mouth. Oh no.
And I was actually gonna say something and I brain farted. It sucks. Yep. I don't even know anymore. And yeah, I'll give my brother's like million like lengthy email address. So if any of you guys have anything that you would like to send them story wise or anything like that, it's eschaltis Sepia News.
I'll set them up with Sepia address.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
I can't remember it either.
Ding, dang, y'all. We always end up
yep,
like...
That's how it ends.
Ending the show on a good note.
With a duh.
With a durr. With a big fat durr.
And I want to give a special thanks out there to Tom and Dave with Parallax Radio.
Oh, we got to plug.
Without you guys, we
out
wouldn't
them.
Be here.
Yes.
And they were so awesome this weekend. We finally got to meet them.
Yeah.
They're
they got
so
t-shirts.
Great.
And yeah, I didn't get a t-shirt, guys, if you're listening.
You're
yeah,
special.
Yeah, I see how that is. Maybe I need to take some estrogen pills.
Maybe you need to get some boobies.
Yeah. So I see how that is. But yeah. No, but seriously, without
yes.
you guys, we wouldn't be here. You gave us a chance. You asked us to come on. You actually gave us from 1 hour to 2 hours to ramble on stuff. So
without
thank you guys very
be
much. Paris Rock. We'll always be here. If you guys need anything, let us know.
Yes. Yes, indeed on that one.
Yeah.
And we were happy we got to meet them finally. And
yes.
They actually, like, amped us up. We were coming out of the doors, and we had no clue that they were there, standing there. We'd seen a mass of people, but they were like, Sepia RVP! Woo! We were like, what the hell is going on? And we saw Tom and Dave standing there. And like,
yeah. And it wasn't Christ. So I had to put that out there.
And also, we got to meet Cal and TJ from Beer On Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they'll be coming on the show coming up in the next couple of weeks. And they brought their.
The 20th.
Yes. They brought their video and showed us some of the things and from it. And we sat in the bar and cracked up. And they are some funny, funny guys. They got some great stories. They got amazing evidence. So when we had that show, you better tune in and get a chance to win their video. And thank you guys. I know that Cal is listening now.
Thank you for joining us on Sepia RVP. Be sure to check back next week where we'll bring you more from the paranormal world. Until then, stay alive.